Blog Talk Radio.
Done, Will.
Hey, what up, everybody? What's up?
Tim Block Talk Radio, man.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Now with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew.
I am your host. Now paying your audio bills.
Yeah, it keeps cutting off, but, you know, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad the listeners are listening. That last one, I was like, is it off or is it going to play it, like, one more time and then it's going to be over? But I guess, that you know, that's what she wrote. But
yep.
I guess we'll, you know, talk a little Mets, talk a little Yankees, talk a little. Where Goldberg's gonna make his return to wrestling. It ain't WWE. It ain't TNA.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear this if anybody really cares, which we really don't care.
Not really.
Goldberg fans out there. We'll tell you momentarily after towards the end of the show. And of course, a TNA wrestler got into a DUI accident, and he's fired. We'll talk about. Recap of what happened on SummerSlam and what happened on Raw. Let's talk about the Knicks. I mean, not the Knicks, the Mets.
The Knicks.
I guess I wish I was talking about the Knicks because Knicks ain't playing, so they can't lose. Unfortunately, I can't say the same for the Mets. I mean, Mets, I mean, they got their butt kicked. They got swept by the Boo Crew. And, seven innings, but the bullpen, just like they did yesterday, gave it up. Mets lose 6-2, and another no decision or loss. Well, in this case, it's a no decision, and another Dickey pitch, quality start, went to waste, and you know, the Mets fall 6-2. And let's talk about Saturday night, yesterday. I'll be honest with you. I was watching the Fox game, man. I thought I was in Milwaukee or something. Boy, how these guys, they were kissing the Brewers fanny. It wasn't even a joke, man.
Wow.
I was like, come on, man. Hello, we're in New York City. Can we at least talk about the Mets? I mean, I know the Mets suck. I mean,
yeah.
Love them, but let's be real, they suck this year. I mean, it actually sucked these last couple of years, but let's stick with this year. The fan can't even hear it in the audience unless they have a portable TV or whatnot.
Wait, you saying the announcers were talking up to the Brewers team?
They were. It was so ridiculous. You
what,
got,
you talking about Keith?
No, not the Mets.
Fernandez?
No, this was the Fox 5 announcers.
Oh, it was on Fox. Oh,
Tim McCarver, you know, former Met announcer. I think it was, what was that guy's name again? You know, so I don't remember who the other guy was. I didn't really see who the other guy was.
Oh.
I think it was Tom Brennan or something. Brennan, something. I don't know.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I forgot his name also.
And Chris Rose, that guy who used to be on the Best Damn Sports Show. I assume that show is canceled now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was on Best Damn Sports Show. But that guy, he was the beat reporter.
Right.
And you know, he's putting on, you know, he's trying on fake mustaches. Pros, they, you know, got to save on us on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I should know it. But any case, I'm going off. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So Mets was leading 7-1.
Right.
Literally, this game is literally putting me to sleep, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been watching them again, their butt kick. I mean, I lost count how many game losing streaks this game, to be honest with you. But, you know, they, you know, in typical Mets fashion,
mm-hmm.
Then in the eighth inning, K-Rod's on the mound. Get the first two guys out. Somebody, I can't remember who it was, had a single or a double. And then with two outs, one and two pitched to Toldy, who was, you know, of course, K-Rod's former catcher.
Right.
For these last couple of years. And Toldy, you know, he takes him deep, but not over the wall. But he takes him from first to tie the game. And
mm-hmm.
K-Rod looked like he was having a heart attack. Now, there was another batter got on. I can't remember how. Maybe a walk. And then afterwards, Pagan, he gave him the New York treatment. Takes him deep over the wall. Upper deck shot. And it was probably where Fielder hit that home run on earlier that game Saturday.
Oh, K-Rod blew the save.
And then, so Mets were leading 9-7. first time Mets was leading the whole game, because Mets was trailing this whole game. Like 7-1 was the highest, you know, mark that they had, trailing. So we go to the top of the ninth. Mets need three outs to complete this unbelievable comeback. First guy, K-Rod, and not
damn.
So then Terry Collins, seen enough, takes him out of the game, brings in Acosta. But Acosta's usually like a long reliever guy, you know, like a mop-up kind of guy.
Right.
He gets the first guy to fly out, which, I mean, it was shallow, but I think the guy's speed could have scored, possibly. But the ball went awry, but the person didn't go, yeah, I mean, it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
When Fielder came up to the plate, and then I think he hits it was Fielder who hit the ball. He hits this pitch that was supposed to go into the dirt if he didn't swing at it, and somehow he punches it into the right field to score, I think, the tying run.
Right.
And I think it might have been Braun or somebody else who knocked in the other two runs. And pretty much dominant as the closer this year with the Brewers. And he pretty much shut down the Mets. And, you know, Mets lose. Guess who gets the win?
K-Rod.
That is correct. K-Rod gets the win. He blows the game, but yet he wins. It's a beautiful game of baseball. He blows the win I forget who started that game. But K-Rod wins.
Man.
K-Rod,
I heard that when K-Rod came out, they booed him, right?
Oh, yeah, they did. K-Rod, who before, you know, he came into the game was saying that, he doesn't burn any bridges, you know. He might come back, you know, next year. But I doubt it because I don't think Mets is going to pay
what?
That money.
He's going to come back to the Mets?
He was saying there's a possibility. And, you know, they lost 6-2. And Mets was never in the game. Friday's game going back, they had like a three-hour delay. The game started like around 10. You'd think
yeah.
The game was like they were in L.A. or something.
Yeah, it was raining because of that rain.
So you had to wait all those hours, like 3 hours, just to see the Mets lose. So pretty much the Brewers just really just whooped our butt behind. Burnett had a horrible game, but you guys bounced back today. I think you guys won 3-0, right?
Yeah, Supernova. It's
yep.
Another brilliant game. Rookie sensation.
Yep.
This guy, he reminds me of El Duque and Chinmen Wah. You know, he's got that sinker like Chinmen Wah, but he has, like, the confidence of El Duque.
Yep.
This guy, he got his 13th win today. Been doing really good. I mean, if there's anyone that should replace
ridiculous money Cashman signed him to, this guy wouldn't even be in the major leagues.
He hasn't had a good season with the Yankees since the second half of the Yankees 2009 championship season. This guy has been inconsistent. Like,
yep.
He's been horrible.
Man, this guy has been stealing money that Bernie Madoff and Pavano is, you know, it won a tournament. That's his thing. I don't know. But anyways, you know,
I think they might trade him in the offseason. Try to trade him if someone to.
They're gonna have to eat a lot of that money.
He has 2 years left, so I mean.
They're gonna have to eat a lot. I don't know who's gonna eat. Do you think Angels would want him? Because I mean, Angels seem like a team that, you know, spend money. I don't know if they'd want him though.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's definitely been horrible.
Yeah, there's no way around it. He has some good young guys in the farm. I'll give him that. But maybe he has, like, Isaiah Thomas-itis or something, you know. Maybe he could develop young good guys, you know. But the problem is signing people to a ridiculous amount of money.
Maybe that's
what he has. But then again, he has some rings.
Yeah, but, I mean, when we signed Burnett, you know, he was good. He had a good year the year
before.
Yeah,
that was his best year. It was 18 wins.
He won a championship with the Marlins, and he also, like, didn't he win? Yeah, he won a championship with, but didn't he? Yeah, well, didn't he win a one? Oh, yeah, he was only on the Marlins, right? Before.
What's that?
Before Toronto, was it?
Yeah, he won the championship in 2003.
Yeah. So he won the championship in 2003 with the Marlins,
and then
the guy, he's not crappy. He doesn't suck or anything, but he's like, he has stuff. He has good. And he's horrible. But yes, he has commanding stuff. He has, when he's on his game, he has one of the best curveballs. But the guy, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he's just one of the, he's like those, a bunch of guys in baseball who throw hard, but they don't have the command or the mental toughness to control it all the time. Everybody don't have it every game.
Bullpen.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want him in a tough spot. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, despite his loss yesterday, Yankees still win 3 out of 4against the Twins.
Yep, that's what's most important.
Yeah, and to remain a half game ahead of the Red Sox, who won today, so.
Yep. Speaking of the Twins, congratulations to Jim Thome, you know, who hit his 600th home run.
Oh,
set that mark. I think he's what, the 6th person to do it in history.
Yeah.
So congrats to him.
Congrats.
But let's see. Guess we'll shift gears to WWE.
Yeah.
I guess I'll get this Goldberg news out of the way, and then I'll talk purely about you know, the TNA star who got arrested, and of course what happened in WWE. Drum roll, please. Kongo.
What?
Yes.
What's that?
He's going to fight in the African country, Kongo. Why? Why do you ask? Because there's going to be a Rumble in the Jungle Part 2. Of course, sports fans know in the 70s, was it 73? Ali versus... bout, which Ali, you know, made the rope-a-dope technique famous, when you let the stronger opponent, you know, punch you, and you know you let your opponent who's stronger than you tire out, and then you just, you know, you let the opponent beat himself, and then you just, you know, beat him up.
You just start attacking, yeah, when they tire out.
But Batista is going to be there, who Goldberg said he'd like to fight over there. Ric Flair.
This is a boxing event or a wrestling event?
This is a wrestling event.
And they call it Rumble Jungle Part 2, even though that has nothing to do with boxing?
Yeah. MVP is going to be there, and, you know, numerous other, you know, wrestling.
Basically retired and fired wrestlers.
Yeah, pretty much. Goldberg said that, you know, he also said he'd love to fight Stone Cold Steve Austin, but Then again, he also said that WWE could kick his ass, kiss his ass. So I don't see that ever happening.
I think WWE would love to kick his ass.
Actually, he said they could kiss his ass, but that's a story. But
course, another Hardy arrested for DUI.
Of course, the one half of the, you know, the former tag team, the Hardy Boys, his brother Jeff, also going to his, you know, problems. And he got fired as a result of his DUI in his hometown, North Carolina.
These Hardy Boys, man, they always have something. There was some kind of like brother, like brother.
But, yeah, now let's shift back to WWE. SummerSlam had a lot of returns. Jimmy Hart returned for a segment with R-Truth, which, I didn't see, but I heard Jimmy Hart was asking R-Truth if he'd like him to be his manager. But then R-Truth would have been a good idea if he was really his manager.
Yeah, it would.
But
Jimmy Hart used to be Hulk Hogan's manager back in the day.
Yeah, when he turned face. But he was predominantly a heel manager.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, Stephanie showed up again. And the biggest news, other than Del Rio winning, Kevin Nash came out of nowhere and to become the Undisputed Champion.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash came out of nowhere and Jackknife powerbombed him, which allowed Del Rio to cash in the Money in the Bank and become the new Undisputed Champion.
Yeah, I didn't expect Kevin Nash to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody did.
And now Del Rio is the champion now.
Yep, first ever champion. A little longer. I mean, he shouldn't have cashed in yet.
Yeah.
I think.
And Del Rio to me is like Bradshaw. That's what I see.
Yeah, exactly. What even Bradshaw even said that. Like I saw this video online. He was saying like, you know, Bradshaw. What's his name? He likes Del Rio, but Del Rio copied him. But then again, he copied Ted DiBiase and JR.
How, you know, Del Rio does as the new champion.
Yeah.
I think CM Punk should have held the title a little longer.
Yep. Yeah, the CM Punk's storyline this past month was the most interesting storyline in WWE. I mean, since Rock returned that first time.
Yep.
But they should have rolled the CM Punk thing, but I don't know. It looks like this might be a CM Punk versus Kevin Nash retirement match. Kevin Nash beating CM Punk, I mean.
Kevin Nash was already retired.
Yeah. Apparently not. He said he fought 5 years in TNA, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was doing more behind-the-scenes stuff over there, too.
Yeah. And apparently he didn't want to dye his hair back to black, you know, back in his diesel days, but.
He's a natural blonde.
That's really newsworthy, but there you go.
He's kind of chubby. Then a little chubby there.
He's getting up there.
Yeah.
And you know who I think is behind the whole thing? Because he said that a powerful friend, you know, told him to do it. And, you know, he's hinting it's Triple H. But you know what I think it is? I think it's Stephanie who who whatchamacallit, who used his kind of like how Rock used to do it during the Attitude Era.
Oh.
So maybe this could be, and it, Stephanie out of the blue ever since SummerSlam's been showing up.
Right.
More lately, so.
Yeah, we haven't seen Stephanie in a while.
Yeah. Probably since that Randy, Randy Orton, dude, that Randy
Orton,
maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know when?
No, actually, she we see her, like, after that.
Yeah, I remember now. But you didn't see his face, but you hear his voice. She's like, I had a dream that I think Vince was running.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she's like, is my father still in a coma? He's like, and then Triple H, you hear Triple H's voice like, yeah, he's pretty much brain dead or something like that. He said something to that.
That's crazy.
But yeah, but ever since that moment, he hasn't been on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rock coming back, the CM Punk moment that just happened like a month or two ago. Other than that, wrestling for the past, 5 years has been pretty much stale.
Yeah, the CM Punk thing, it made it more interesting, you know?
Yeah. I look forward to see what they're going to do with that. Hopefully, you know, it turns into something important.
I hope so.
Thank you.